Greetings again, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob coming to you from our broadcasting studios in Arthur, Illinois, as we journey together across the rolling hills and desert plains of the Holy Land, following that star in the night that leads us to something new that God is doing. I wonder where we'll end up, and I wonder what we'll see. Well, we just keep walking, and we listen to our daily devotions. John Pavlovitz's Advent devotional is called Lo, an Honest Advent Devotional, and today the devotion is called Waiting Rooms. Waiting Rooms, and the scripture comes from the book of James, chapter 5, verse 7. James 5, verse 7. James says this: Be patient, then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. Amen. John Pavlovitz writes, It's been said that waiting is the hardest part. But sometimes, and to some people, it's actually the best part. I was talking to my son about the approaching Christmas season, and he said, I really like the waiting. It's fun. He described the time leading up to the holidays as his favorite part. The anticipation and the excitement, the electricity of looking forward to something and of counting down the days. For him, it's far more enjoyable than the relative letdown of the day itself. There are certainly times when the time in between is far more challenging to embrace. Waiting on medical test results, or waiting on a word about a much-needed job. Waiting for a relationship to improve, or waiting for depression to lift. In those anticipatory spaces, it's far tougher to enjoy waiting, and it's much easier to feel anxious. I always like to think about the fact that several hundred years went by between the Old and New Testaments. What is simply the turn of a page to us represents several generations of painful waiting, of awkward silence, of unresolved questions, which is why the birth story of Jesus is the perfect one to bridge those two parts of the story. It is a wonderful end to a time of anxious waiting. If we cultivate a bit of faith, that in between time, even in difficult days, can be a hopeful space for us, a place where we can welcome transformation even with all the present unknowns. Rather than wanting the time to pass quickly, we can actually enjoy it because we know we are being renovated. So this season, maybe you're in some painful waiting, in that sometimes frustrating before time. One of the truths you can rest in is that, as with the child in Mary's womb and the groaning world enduring those long months, there is always change taking place, always new life about to spring forth. As frightening as it can be, today, do your best to find joy in the waiting. Let us hear our devotion benediction today. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us this day.